Good morning. It is the first Saturday of the month, and of course, that means you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows throughout the years. Wendy has made many amazing predictions in the media, which have come true. Wendy Powers is not only a world-renowned psychic, she is also a spiritual minister, radio talk show host, writer, speaker, teacher, and a writer for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live psychic mini reading. That number again to call in for a mini reading is 646-378-0378. Stay tuned in for one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show, and we are going to have a wonderful and blessed show today. We have an incredible guest, and we will share her stories in a little bit, but I want to let you understand what this show is about. You know, here we are in December, the most spiritual month of the year, or at least it should be. But throughout the world, there is negative things happening every moment. Sometimes I call it, it's like swimming with amongst the sharks, but there's a lot of negative and difficult things that happen all the time, not just this month, every day, throughout the ages. As we all know, we live in a world of negative and positive, and we need to connect to our higher self, to God, to realize that we have some control. And that's through manifesting our miracles. We're going to be talking about miracles, manifesting miracles, fate, and grace. And we have an amazing person who's going to help share that with us. But can you really manifest a miracle? And I believe you can. And I wrote about it in the article through Body, Mind, Spirit Guide this month. And remember, if you don't get the guide, if you don't know where it is, it's the magazine, where to pick it up near you, you can always go online to bodymindspiritguide.com, and you can flip through it virtually just like you had it in your hand, because you won't want to miss out on all the incredible writers that are in the magazine, along with, of course, my own article I'd love for you to read. And but I talked about miracles, and one of the things that was very important to understand is that he did a study on prayer years ago, and they found that people that didn't even know they were being prayed over, meditated, whatever your spiritual direction is, that you put positive intention and bring the forces of the universe to that person to help them through a health or crisis situation, amazing things happen. They don't even know what's happening to them, because this is a world of energy. And we have the intention to either bring a negative or positive, feel to that situation. This is a quote that, for myself, that's part of the article. It's, thoughts are very powerful. You can create either negative or positive energy, which can manifest equally towards your intentions. Think about that. We can decide most positively and negatively, even when something really bad's happening in the moment and we feel like we have no control, we can still have control, because no one can change the energy or our soul. Our soul is what is part of who we really are. The body is what takes our soul through the life. And if we have the connection to the higher self, if we have and we allow ourselves to listen to that little voice, really trust in that instinct, that's our higher self, God, and the highest of spiritual beings talking and helping us, guide us. And when sometimes some people, they block it, they end up in a difficult situation for two reasons. One, they chose to, not listen. Or two, maybe their life path is taking them into a difficult, maybe even horrific lesson of life, because the world is full of difficult things. But when we come out of, that, we sometimes evolve. If we can survive it, we've evolved our soul to a greater understanding and a greater purpose to help other people. So yes, bad things happen to good people, but good people evolve to a higher sense of consciousness. And that's what this is all about. So it's, I often tell people that, this is not a place that we're striving to be. We're striving to be in a higher energy. This is just a short time being on the physical world, and our soul is eternal. And so we want to be open to that. And then we get all the blessings that come through. Now, it's easy to talk from a situation if you've never had a problem. I have had many. I have been, as many of my listeners know, I've been actually dead 3 times in the hospital for a long period of time, came back. I've been through many, many health challenges, which I kind of shared my personal story a little bit in this article that I wrote in December. But why was I allowed to continue? Because I was open to, take on the direction or the challenge, of my life. And I feel it was to help others to be aware of who they are and why we're here. Why are we going through this? So these are people that have to help evolve other people. And there are people that do it every day, little children that have to be challenged with cancer, unfortunately, and then they come out of it and they help other people, or even through death, we help other people to become more aware. We evolve the world. We're always evolving the intentions and the spirit so that we can reach in and realize that all the difficult things that we go through are almost all manifested from fear. And what we are going through every day and in our everyday life is a constant sense of stress if we live in that fear. And so we turn off that higher sense of knowing, that higher voice, that the connection to the universe. And so then we're not aware of anything. We're just living in a stressful, intense place, doubtful place, fearful place. But if you have the kind of lift that veil and allow yourself to let come through the intentions of your life path, your connection to God and the universe, you will then not live in that sort of stress, because you no longer are living in fear. Instead, you're living in an understanding that everything is for our learning, our evolving, our sharing, and to certainly help others and to bring us all into a higher sense of self. So this is an amazing time that we go through during especially this time of year, because we focus more on why is all this bad stuff happening? Why is negative things happening? Why can't everybody just stop for a minute, take a deep breath, and realize that we're all in this together and that we should be good to each other? But, it just is the way of, the earthly path to kind of teach us. It's kind of like we all want to wish that we could go to a school that everybody was nice, you'd learn everything, you'd never fail a test, and nobody would bully you. But that's not the way life is, and that's not the way the life on earth is. But we can get through it using our higher intentions and be more open to God and the universe and be able to, even through our own difficult times, not look at it as poor me, or geez, I shouldn't listen to my little voice, or hate or put negatives out because your life isn't going well. Instead, you want to turn it around and bring it to, I wonder what I can do to make this better. What can I do? And if you have nothing, you feel you're in control of, if nothing else, you just connect to the grace of God and tune into that higher sense of self, and the answers will reveal themselves. And my guest today is a very special lady, and her family have been through some amazing and to me, just absolute miracles of their life and her life. And I really believe at the other end of it, she had a great purpose. And you'll find, you know, through her story, what an amazing purpose I think she actually has in this world, and that is, of course, to help others. But my guest today is Samara Samara Roa is a South Asian raised in the West, influenced by two different religions. Her mother was a Roman Catholic, South Indian, and her father a Hindu. Interesting. And both of her parents were born and raised in Mabali. And Samara was born in England. Can't get more diverse than all that. And her family lived in Iran and witnessed the first Islamic revolution that began in 1978. Her family fled Iran in 1979, one day before the Shah of Iran escaped himself. Samara's book, she had Living in Chaos and Living in Stability, was released in 2000, which I think probably explains a lot of that. But she took a commercial flight with her family when they escaped Iran, a flight out of Tehran, just before the airports were shut down. After fleeing Iran, her family came back to Canada and lived in Toronto and then in Montreal. But she has some amazing stories, and I'd love to bring her on right now so we can talk about some amazing and miracle, and by the grace of God, events that have happened in her life. Samara, are you on?
Yes, Wendy, thank you. It's Samara.
I knew you were going to say that. I have to let our audience know you've been a client of mine, and I've been mispronouncing your name this whole time. You should have corrected me. You know, and it's
no
a beautiful name either way.
Thank
it was a beautiful
you.
Name. And for all those that have access to the internet, go to my website, and it's at wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and go to the radio show tab on my website, and you will see a picture of Samara, and it's a beautiful lady, and she has an amazing story there. But also, as we continue our talk today, you're going to, share with them a little bit about your fair trade products that you also do, which I feel is your payback or your give back from these amazing stories and the survival of the things that you and your family have gone through. By the way, I also want to remind our audience, I will be doing live psychic readings, so please be patient. We will be doing that in this show as well. I will be opened up to your questions. But I feel this is important because my goal is to help evolve your spirit as well as help put a light on your path, which is my intuition, to get through this difficult world that we live in. And so, Samara, talk to us a little bit about yourself, because I kind of, you know, got so involved in talking about a little bit about your background, but tell us a little bit about yourself, especially what I feel is a most amazing story, the beginning of your life, and you happen to write a chapter in The Chicken Soup. Many of you who are listening know about The Chicken Soup books, the series, and you had an amazing story, and I'd go ahead and share that with us.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for having me on your show. I think I just love you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share some of my experiences. I have a twin brother, and in 1966, my parents set sail from England and we were about 6 months old on the ship to Toronto. And all our possessions, they were basically just $400 and two suitcases. So it was a bold move to make, but my dad knew that this would be a better life for us than England. And so they moved into a hotel and then finally into a two-bedroom apartment and bought two cribs for the nursery. Our nursery was adjacent to my parents' bedroom. And my dad was telling me that one frosty night, my mother tucked us into our cribs as what she normally did. She put a sheet and two thick woolen blankets on each of us. And my father goes on to say that nothing could ever wake him up. I mean, he said someone could rob our home, I would sleep right through it. Many times my mom would ask him, did you hear the severe thunderstorms the previous night? And he would look at her and say, the thunder? So, but one particular night around 1 or 2 a.m., my father heard a scream. And even to this day, he says he can still hear, and he's 80 years old. He goes, it was so piercing that it was unlike anything he has ever heard, even to this day. And it really shattered his heart. He says the tone was as if someone was crying out to save his own life. And he realized it was from my twin brother, Anil. And he said, someone who could sleep through the worst of thunderstorms, he was the first to wake up. My mom was sleeping. And he touched my mom's side, and they both ran to my brother's crib. And when they looked in, they were shocked. He was fast asleep, I mean, and very peaceful. Then they looked at each other, and my mom said, he's sleeping. Then they immediately ran to my crib, and they couldn't see me. And when they turned on the light, the base that supports my crib had flopped down on one end, and my head and upper body were angled in a 45 to 60 degree position with my leg upward. And the blankets that were meant to keep me warm were now suffocating me. So everything was over my head and body. When my parents removed the woolen blankets from my face, they said that my eyes were closed. I was drenched in sweat, as if someone had given me a bath, and as red as a tomato. They checked to see that I was breathing, and I was. And they said that if it wasn't for my twin brother, it would have only been a matter of time before, you know, I would have probably, died from that. So it was... as I said, it was amazing, especially because there was just one scream, and that was it. Why did he scream?
Well, you know, what I found amazing in reading your story is that when your parents came into the room, your brother was sound asleep.
Right.
And so he went right to sleep, so that, as you were explaining it one time to me, that if he were awake, they probably would have thought there was something wrong with him. They would have run to him. And in the meantime, in those moments of trying to calm him down, they would have unfortunately lost
seconds.
You.
Exactly. You're absolutely right, Wendy.
And that's the miracle. Right there, I think that, you know, again, you weren't meant to leave this planet. And, you know, twins have an amazing connection anyway. But, you know, we are all connected, and his soul knew he had to go back to sleep immediately.
I know.
So, and that's an amazing thing. And that isn't the only amazing story. And I know you have many, but in time of our show, we only can share a few that really stand out. But share with our audience your story of your TWA flight and your flight out of Tehran.
It was actually out of Bombay, which is Mumbai.
Oh, out of Bombay. Okay.
Right. We used to visit, you know, India because my parents had their siblings there. And so my aunt was with us in Canada, and she was going back in August of 1974 to, you know, go back home. And my dad thought, oh, this would be a great idea to take the whole family, because my father had business in Iran. And India flight time from Bombay to Tehran, it's about a three-hour flight. So we went on Air India in August to Bombay. And when my father, towards the end of the trip, the Air India pilots had gone on strike. And my father had to go to the ticket agent because, you know, the tickets were just, people needed to get back for September for school. And there was very few tickets remaining. So my when he went to the ticket agent, he had asked the ticket agent, do you have available flights? And the ticket agent said, I can get you five tickets on flight 841 TWA. And my father said, okay, let's go ahead and book it. And the interesting thing here is he asked the agent, where does the plane stop between Bombay and New York? And she only said Athens, then Rome. Now, normally anyone would take that and say, okay, great. So it'll be Bombay, Athens, Rome, and then New York. Perfect. But the interesting thing here was he felt the need to ask her one more question, which is it's absolutely unbelievable. So he goes, but does it stop anywhere between Bombay and Athens? And she said, yes, there is a short 45-minute refueling stop in Tel Aviv. My dad was sitting in a swivel chair, turned away from her, and put his head in his hands and said, oh, my God, no. And in those days, I mean, as it is now, too, there were a lot of hijackings and bombings from various terrorist groups. And that is landing in Tel Aviv, he was extremely nervous. But since there were no other options, and you know, he said, okay, I'm all right, book the tickets, because she was getting impatient. She said she had a long line of customers that needed tickets. He needed to make up his mind. He returned to my aunt's place and told my mom of the flight plan. And she said, don't be silly. Nothing like that is going to happen. So he went to Iran with a heavy heart, did his business, and came back. And in between that also, before he went to Iran, we went on vacation, and he was all trying to rationalize the whole time we were on vacation in India. We went to like a hill station and trying to say, okay, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. But in his heart, he knew something was wrong. When he returned from the vacation, went to Iran for business, and then returned back, his travel agent told him that some pilots from Air India had returned. He begged his agent to use his connections to get us five tickets. We got five tickets. So September 8th, 1974, TWA's departure was 7 p.m., and our Air India flight was 1:30 a.m., that we boarded around 2:30. Our flight stopped in London. And then we departed and came back. And then when we got back onto the plane, a stewardess gave my father the paper. And when he opened the front page, he saw bold headlines saying TWA flight 841 blew up over the Ionian Sea. Officials concluded that a bomb was planted in Tel Aviv, and there were 88 fatalities, no survivors. One of the interesting points, Wendy, is if you read the National Safety Report, there was a Pan Am flight in air a mile and a half away from the TWA flight, and they saw it go spiraling down, the pilots.
Wow. It's those amazing things. And the part of the story that I found fascinating was the your father had intuition about it, and he listened to it. See, now if we live in fear or doubt or just blow it off like, oh my goodness, you know, what am I worried about, blah, blah, blah. This was not a logical conclusion he came to. This was listening to the higher self, because you, and I believe you have a higher purpose, and, you know, and I'm sure that other people had feelings about it, but they just want to go along with it. So, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, if you did get an intuition that you may or may not go on the flight. For instance, I had a client that came to me many years ago. This was one of the predictions I did many years ago, and they did a special on me after this because of how it went. But we had the Delta flight that went down here in Detroit, and my client came in, and I couldn't see any future for her, and I kept telling her, don't get on that airplane. To make a long story short, because please hang on, we will be getting to readings in a little bit, but this is just so fascinating. And so I tape all my readings back, especially back in that time. And, you know, she decided not to listen to me, and she went on the flight, and she and her daughter were killed, which was a terrible thing. But, see, she was given warning. She knew inside this wasn't right. And yet, but it was on tape. And she left the tape with her mother because she was so angry at me that I just, you know, she was going to go through a divorce and her life was wanting. She wanted to know what was going to happen. But I said, you know, I saw nothing after the flight. So what does that mean? I feel that there's a certain path that we do have to go along. And so because I couldn't see anything beyond that, I feel that even though she came to me and I was able to give her that direction, you know, or that choice. And I think that that was a choice in itself. The universe said, hey, you know, you're going to be told. You won't listen. You're in chaos. You're in fear. Here's this intuitive who's going to share, don't get on that plane. But she did anyway. So the thing is her life path needed to go on a different path. So she had to leave the planet a little early. And unfortunately, her daughter went with her. And whatever that intention was, that she will then learn and evolve, and because we are souls first, and then be able to come back into the planet and at another time and work out her life. And so, but your father had a purpose. In the interest of time, because we do, you are such a fascinating lady and you have so many stories, briefly, let's just talk about your book, which I think you have two books out. Your first book is Living in Chaos is Living in Stability. Briefly, what that is that book covering?
What was that, Wendy? I didn't hear you.
Your book, Living in Chaos and Living in Stability,
right.
They can get that on Amazon, correct?
Correct. They can get that on Amazon, or they can go to my website, samirarao.com, or, samirarao.com.
Yeah, spell that form briefly.
You want to know the description of the book, correct?
Yes, but spell your website, sweetie.
Oh, it's samirarao.com, and then my fair trade products are on both.
They get into one, they'll get into other, and that's important. So, real briefly, because we have to get to our readings here soon.
Okay.
Is living in chaos? Is living in stability? Dealing more with what the things from your you have such a complex life, all interesting things. But in one sentence, can you describe what they're going to learn from this book?
Well, I also have different other people's stories as well, and I do have mine. And basically, what the book shows is that chaos and stability are the same thing, and you're going to have both in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And to live. And right, so when there are times that are chaotic, we can learn how to handle it in a more calm and non-reactive fashion. And the stories demonstrate that.
Well,
and
I'm sure they're amazing. And I don't mean to cut you off because you have another book that's coming out, and I want to be able to have time to get that said. And that's from Toronto to Tehran.
From Toronto to Tehran. And that is my that is our story of escaping the Iranian Revolution, and then we go into bullying in Canada. My twin brother and I were bullied severely, and because we were in South Asian, and so it kind of the story kind of evolves around that, like how you're being bullied. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, in the world of we're really becoming more and more aware of bullying, I think this would be a great book for people to get. Again, when is it going to be released to Amazon?
We are still in the process of writing it right now, so we're hoping maybe by the end of next year.
Well, when you have that book out, we can bring it back, and we can more focus on talking about that book, because there's a real need for that, how to survive bullying in this world,
thank
especially
you.
With your diverse background. It's very important. We are going to be going to our psychic readings in a moment, but I'm going to let you just really briefly, and again, I want people to know that they can learn more about Samara and her Fair Trade products if you go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And when you're on the site, you'll see radio show, and click on that little tab, and you'll go and be able to get in there and see a picture of Samara, as well as learning more about her Fair Trade products and that are handmade. And I'm going to give you a couple sentences to say this, because we want to get to everyone.
Sure.
And this is a very important, and we led up to it, and I want people to understand. I believe that Samara has a purpose to help so many children in this world. And she has an amazing story of adoption, which we don't have time to get into today. And she is doing a very purposeful, meaningful thing. And she's tied it into some amazing charities and fair trade products. So real briefly, if you can give us a description of that.
Well, all the products are either handmade, hand-painted, or hand-stitched. And some of these are very similar to the store in Anthropology. But what I've done with my products is I have priced them, most of them under $30, and they come gift-wrapped in a recycled sari patch. Everything is recycled. So we would have pillowcases that are made out of videotapes, tree-free journals made out of clothing. Nothing is added to the earth. And the artisans that make this are in India, and it's no slave labor, no child labor, equal gender rights, and they get paid for what they deserve. And that's shown on the label. And that's the wonderful thing about this. And on top of that, I donate, on top of it being fair trade, which is you're supporting three organizations, I donate 6% to a sexual abuse center in Flint, Michigan, where I live, and to a girls' orphanage in India that my friend's mother, who's a pediatrician, lives there and raises those girls 8 months of the year. She kind of goes back and forth.
That's all amazing. And again, because of interest of time, just go to the website, my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Go to the radio tab. You will get her link to her website. So you'll see the fair trade products. And I must say, I've seen several of them. They're beautiful. They're just beautiful.
Thank you.
So they're not only something that you're doing to help in the cause of helping the children, but you're also going to be getting something absolutely gorgeous. So go there and make sure that you look at that. And Samara, this has gone so fast. So I'm going to have to bring you back again at another time.
Well,
and
thank
you're a wonderful guest. You just have too much wonderful stuff to share. And in this time that we were talking about, we didn't even get to the grace part, but your family has truly been, brought into a blessing. And I think that there's a lot that to be said about how you've touched the world through you and your family and how you're yet to be touching the world. So everyone go to the website, make sure that you connect in and look at Samara's products. But thank you for being a guest. And
thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely, and we'll have to have you on again. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go to psychic greetings, so you may stay on and listen, Samara. And if anybody has a question for Samara while we're tuning in to, or, getting connected to you and getting tuned into your question, Samara's not psychic, but she's got a very purposeful life. So if you have a question, anything that she has, you know, brought up, please she'll be on standby. She'll be here to answer that question. Is that okay with you, Samara?
Yes, no problem.
All right. Okay, hang in there. All right, we're going to go to our first caller, and thank you so much for being patient. But wasn't it an amazing story? I'm just so blessed to know people like this, and Samara came into my life through me doing a psychic event, and she was just stood out in the audience for some amazing things that I tuned in for her. So it's just everybody's connected, you know, that 6 degrees of connection. So we're going to Susan, I believe. Hello? Is this Susan? Are you there? Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I live in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. I'm right outside Detroit.
Oh, okay, great. So we're going to tune into your question today. Sometimes it's hard to switch from interviewer to intuitive, get connected into AIR. You know, it's interesting. I feel that, you know, you've been kind of going through, you know, a little stuck time yourself. You know, you've been trying to develop your intuition, but there's a person in your life that was in your life in the past, but you haven't been able to get that connection going again, even though I feel he came back. But you've been kind of in a void, because I'm seeing like this gap between that relationship and the future. But didn't you just try to get reconnected to somebody, or because there's a person in your that's coming into your life? I just see a reconnection, more so than a brand new one. Have you reached back, or somebody reached to you about a reconnection?
No, not right now. No, I haven't had any communication. No.
Okay. Have you been putting a lot of, I don't know, thinking into a past relationship? Because I see right now you're in kind of a limbo. But there was, I kept feeling this other relationship had influence, or maybe you've been thinking about them, or.
Yeah, there is somebody that I've been thinking about, but I don't know if he's afraid of moving forward into a relationship. He's just not, he's not coming forward. I mean, honestly, there's a connection, and even he can communicate with me psychically. The guy's very clairvoyant.
That's what I'm feeling, and that's what I'm saying. Because when I'm looking in your energy, I can feel that past relationship, that soulmate relationship there. And even though he hasn't picked up the phone or whatever to call you, I feel he's been reaching out to you intuitively because there's that connection. And you can feel it. You might feel it in your dreams or whatever. But where is it going to go? Unfortunately, you know, like I said, I feel this void. It's not connecting, you know, but I do feel that is unfortunately one of those things that we may have to work out at another time, you know, because he's just kind of stuck. And there's another relationship that I felt that he was in, but you know what? I think there was a breakup of a relationship recently for him as well. So you have an interesting thing there. You're kind of, your soulmate's kind of going through stuff that, you know, he chooses to do with another, and then you're kind of sitting there going, what is this all about? Why was I even connected to you? Why did I have to even know this, you know? But I think you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's just kind of a difficult, you know, situation there. But as far as future love, you've been trying, you know, there's, as far as new relationships, but you just haven't seemed to be able to, I guess, the reason I had to start from the past relationship is that you're just not feeling fulfilled with you know, anybody that you bring into your life.
You know what, you're right, because I was married for a long time, and my husband was a true love, and he passed away 4 years ago. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's hard. So when do you see someone new coming in or someone of that depth and quality that I had with my husband?
Well, that's a problem. You know, once you have that, it's hard because, you know what, you're going to put everybody on that level for them to, you know, have to jump up and meet your expectations. You have to clear yourself and realize that that was a unique and wonderful connection to a celestial mate, you know, but, you know, and you can't duplicate that. Can you find a person that will fill you with joy to give you a more complete and balanced life in a relationship? You know, yes. But it's like I feel you've been blocking it. When I go into your energy, I keep going to the past. And but I do feel that this new relationship comes in this next year, 2015, not too far down the road. And we're looking at probably no later than September. No later, because I feel that you may know this person before them, but you don't actually connect as a relationship until September. But I do feel that, you know, you have the opportunity to meet him in July, I believe, because it's like I feel him in the background and then comes in September. So that relationship will, I feel, give you fulfillment and joy, but will you have the celestial love that's different? I don't feel that you're going to have that same kind of connection, but it can be fulfilling, and that's the most important, and give you joy. And so you do have that ahead. You just got to let go of that block, you know, of expecting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got to, and it's not bringing your, and I just want to say this, it doesn't mean that you have to bring your standards down on what you expect in a man. It's just that nobody is the same. You know, everybody's different. And maybe what he brings to the table may not be what, you know, your husband had, and may not be what, you know, what you hope that he will fill that will be just like the husband. You have to realize that this person will bring in his own special connection to you. Maybe different, maybe totally wake up new things in you that you didn't even realize could wake up in you. And so that's the important thing to understand. But, yeah, he's there. And will you get married to him? I don't believe it'll come turn to marriage, but it will be lifelong companionship, caring, loving. It'll be a great relationship. Mainly the reason I say that is you've kind of blocked yourself from that, you know, and it's like, well, I'll bring that relationship to me. I'll have that. But you're holding the marriage part, you know, kind of in a separate, you know, box, I guess, you know, and it's like you don't want to – I don't know. There's something there that you just kind of put a block on, you know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. But that's okay. You know, that's okay. You can still enjoy a great relationship and be together without necessarily having to put marriage on it. Will it be he won't marry you? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying this is coming from you. So anyway, well, you have a blessed holiday, and we have to scoot on. I hope I helped you out. And,
thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good holiday.
You too. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. And let's see, oh, we've got Laura. Is Laura on the line?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Laura. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, hi. New Jersey, okay. Well, you've had your share of stuff going on in New Jersey.
yeah.
You know, mostly weather. Okay. Which is interesting because weren't you thinking about moving, though? Because I'm looking at you thinking about making a move. And it may be career-directed, but, you know, but you've been trying to figure out whether, you know, this is where you need to be. Your job has been very you know, stagnant, because there's a lot of issues going on the job right now that are just making you feel like, am I supposed to just, you know, deal with this? Is there an opportunity, Bill, right now? Is the company that you're working in or your job going through some, I want to say, you know, not downsizing, but changes where they're maybe cutting out some?
Well, you're really good.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
So let me give you some clarity around what it is you're describing. I'm
okay.
A contractor. My contract was extended twice before, so I've been there about a year and a half. I worked with two different managers who have both gone on to other projects. However, I got along great with them. We had a wonderful working relationship. My one manager, I had a male and a female, and the female had gone on to a different project, and she asked her boss if she could have me on the project with her. And he said he wanted me to stay with the current project that I'm on to help this other guy transition. Mm-hmm. Problem is, the new guy, who's been here for about a year or so, but he's been with the company a lot longer than that, they believed my prior manager, the female, she worked with him for 6 months coaching him, and he still didn't pick it up. So he's made a muddle of the whole thing. I think he's seen me as somebody that was thrust upon him because he didn't have a say in hiring me. My previous boss, before she switched over, extended my contract another 6 months. So he basically had me handed to him. And I think he sees me as, I don't know. I don't know if he sees me as a threat or what, but it hasn't been a good working relationship.
Right. No,
my contract is supposed to end in December.
Yeah, because I feel that you're thinking of going on.
And yes.
You know, because this is not, you know, I could feel the tension and all the stuff. And this isn't where you're supposed to be anyway. So sometimes fate, as we were talking about a little earlier, you know, kind of, you know, knocks us over the head with negative things before we go, this, you know, maybe
right.
I'm not supposed to be here, you know, and so
right.
moves you on.
Right.
But you've been thinking about moving too with this. It's like, should I stay here, you know, and maybe I should try fresh, because what you do, you can actually do somewhere else. You don't have to do it right here. And with what you're taking with you, experience wise, you could start fresh, because I just see you kind of looking at the universe, trying to figure out what direction to go in as far as, you know, should I stay here? Should I pick up another job? You know, go somewhere else. I mean, you're really in that quandary. I do feel that you are going to make that, you know, that change, you don't have to actually move out of the state to do that, because you can do a lot of things just, you know, luckily for you, through online. Because I was looking at, you know, you being able to consult, and that's helpful. But there should be an opportunity that comes through, like, January, like right in the beginning of January, might even show itself before the end of December, so that you will be able to move on and get out of this situation and be more appreciated and, more importantly, feel more fulfilled, because it's never good to work with negative or people that just don't want you there.
Right.
And, you know, but I did feel that changing. Didn't you do a reach out already for another job? Because I see a reach out, but it might be, you know, within the same company, but I do see a reach out, or but I think it's another company.
You're really good. I've put out resumes with several different agencies who are mm-hmm. submitting my resume for other contracts. There is
right.
one particular contract that I would love to get. It's a 2-year contract, and it's literally like 15 minutes away from where I currently live.
Right.
Do you see me getting that contract? Because that's 2 years.
Yeah, actually do it. Because I keep feeling you were thinking about moving and changing, and you were just really in a distressful place, because you did probably send out resumes to other, because I guess you were thinking about, should I move, should I do this? But no, the good thing is that reach out you already made, and the job, you're going to be interviewed, you're going to get an interview like by the end of December, beginning of January. You know, we got the holidays and then it kind of messed up the schedule a little bit, but you do get it, you get the contract, and it just makes a world of difference for you, because you actually will love it. There's a woman that you'll be working with that I think you just kind of enjoy, you know, a much better communication and appreciation, which is going to be very helpful. You know, and that just changes things. But, you know, and the pay, you know, it's actually the job, you know, might start a little lower at first, but it does, don't let that discourage you, because I feel very quickly it turns into a very profitable you know, job. So, you know, don't be discouraged if they come in a little low at first, you know. But it turns out to be very, very profitable. And I do feel you can get that. Does some of your work kind of go, you know, where you can do some of it through the internet or through bids or something? Because I see,
I develop
some of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I develop training. So a lot of times I web-based training as well. So,
okay, that would make sense. Yeah, because I could see that part of your job was going to be working on it. That would make sense. So, yeah, you know, you're doing the right thing and take that job. The job will come to you. And the interview is, like I say, it's going to happen right at the end of December, beginning of January. Boom, you get into it. And you're going to feel very, very settled and good about your choice in February. It's just, it's always transitional, you know, but I feel the job may actually start in February. So,
the only thing that I'm questioning, I'm wondering about, you mentioned that it's going to be less money, but the 2-year contract I want actually pays me more money than what I'm currently working on. So then there's the other contract I applied for that does pay less, and that's only a year long, and that's in Pennsylvania. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the contract.
Well, you know, what might be happening here, because, again, this is a brief little reading, you know, that we do, is that, you know, both will come through, and because I felt an offer with a lesser, but then I saw you being able to get the other one. So you might find that both of those offers come through. The one in Pennsylvania could turn out to be a really good, you know, job for you, but of course you want to take a job that pays you well, because they say, I felt you were going to end up doing well financially, and you were going to do as much, if not more, and that was the one you take in February. So, you know, but you're going to have a choice. So, you know, and I think that, you know, trying to rush through a reading, I would say that you're going to end up with the one that pays you more, because like I said, it'll be offered lower, but you'd be surprised you get more. So I think I was looking at you, and the other one is what you actually get. If they did see that in February, you're content and you're financially content about your choice and very happy with it. So you'll get two choices.
You.
All right. Thank you. Scoot along. You're welcome. All right. And you have a blessed holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have time. This is be a brief reading. We'll see if we can get and there's just so many wonderful things. And, you know, if you want a more extended reading, just so everybody knows, I do one-hour readings. And I do them in my office in Novi, or I can do them on the phone. As you know, doing readings on the radio is possible. So Novi and I can do a phone reading anywhere in the world, but get in detail with you specifically and tune in just to you for one full hour. I can do that, and I record them. And I think it's worth it if you have a crisis or you're in a situation where you need more clarity specific to you, because it's difficult when we do the mini readings. But go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and you can learn more about how to make a reading, or you can give me a call at 248-826-8255. That number is also on my website, and call me to set your appointment. But, you know, all the details of making an appointment, and as our guest is on there as well, and you can learn more about her, Samara. And, you know, and then I have a lot of other information on there as well. But I am going to go back to our calls because we don't have a lot of time. And, we have Rhonda. I didn't get Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am great. We're going to just tune right into you. Unfortunately, we don't have a bunch of time, and Rhonda is a client of mine from back, I don't know, earlier in the year. So we'll just do a little tune-up down here for you. So your question is more in love. And interesting, you know, what I'm feeling right now is that there's something. Can you hear me okay, Rhonda?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. There's you've been having some interesting things going on. It's like
a past relationship coming into your life, but yet at the same time becoming more friendship. And then there's another relationship that is just kind of in the bud of happening. So you went through so many ups and downs. I know we've talked in the past with relationships, and that is, your karma. You know, trying to find somebody is always a karma for all of us. But with you, it's been an interesting karma. So in the interest of time, I'm going to let you ask the question and to see if I can give you an intuitive. But I was just feeling that, had you had a connection with a past relationship recently? Or just more from a friendship point of view, but it's also a connection.
That same person that we were probably talking about before has been kind of in and out, you know.
Right, okay. Because I haven't talked to you in a long time. Our reading was earlier in the year. But I saw somebody coming in to your life, and interesting scenario, because I see there was like a party or a get-together when the two of you kind of will be connecting, and it may have just happened. Did you just meet somebody, or you're invited? Because it's like right now, I'm feeling somebody coming in right now. Did you connect with somebody, but you're not sure where it's going right now? Or?
Not really. I mean, I met somebody online, but, I guess that was really, nothing's really happened. I haven't physically
on that one.
Well,
there's a party or something that you're going to, and even though that person, because you haven't met them, it's hard to know chemistry until you meet them. But but there's somebody that you're going to be meeting, and I felt that you connected. Maybe you talked to this one, maybe it's a different one, because sometimes you're doing this quick meeting, reading it, sometimes difficult for you to think about it. But it's right happening right now. There's going to be a party. There's actually physically connecting. It's not online where you actually meet. And she'll remind you of somebody, but I really do feel that this relationship is going to be, just kind of a instant, connection once you physically meet, if it's the person you're thinking that's online. It may not be, but I feel that there's a party that you're going to go to here. It's kind of an impromptu party, but it's actual a party. Are you supposed to go to a party on the 18th? Or,
supposed to go to a party tonight.
Oh, tonight? Okay.
Tonight, and then there's another event scheduled for, December 19th that I haven't committed to going to yet. That's, a big group.
Okay, maybe it's 18th. Okay, so go to both, and don't go with expectation. Just go with an open heart and see. But I do see this is a really, amazing connection that's coming up. But anyway, I hope I've helped you around it. It's a brief little reading here. But, your love is not lost yet. Trust me. you still have a destiny of a good connection, and that's important. And real briefly, I just want to say, you have a little pet, a dog or cat? It's a cat?
I just got a cat, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, just got a cat. Okay, get her to the vet, because I feel she has a few things you have to check out for her, but I do feel that she'll be fine, but just you need to get her to the vet. That's all I have time to say right now. I'm sorry about that, but nothing negative. Just get her to the vet and just check it out. But anyway, well, thank you, and you have a blessed holiday.
Thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, thank you all for tuning in. And I will be here next month, and we will have a guest. And stay tuned for more mini readings. And again, go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and you will be able to learn all about me and my guests. In the meantime, I want you to have a blessed and good intentions and miracles in your holiday, and go with love. Thank you.